Sports Night Amplified with Andile on Metro FM. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Game over.
This is Sports Night Amplified with Andile, the one show all the coaches and players listen for every single Friday, because it's Podcast Friday! Biso Snaps, the producer today. We've got a special guest who's standing in, who's... Hey! I can't wait to hear. This man is, you know, not everybody that's played is a legend. Not everybody, you know, that's played was amazing, was great. You know, some were good. This man will go down in history of South African football as one of the greatest in his position. Former Kaizer Chiefs, Cosmos, SuperSport United, Stellenbosch, and Bafana Bafana International. I'll introduce you to him in just a bit. And of course, our regular Nadim Lukele is here, as well as your favorite guys, because apparently he calms the seas. You know, Moses-like man that can part the seas when they're being too disturbing. Mark Haskins is also with us. When we come back, we'll talk about big matters. There's two things that I'm excited about in our conversation today. One is the conversation in and around UEFA Champions League and the away goals rule having changed. When you look at what happened in these last two legs of the quarterfinals going into the semis, what's your feeling on the away goals rule being scrapped? Because 3-3, that's a match I was concentrated on. Away in Madrid. And then it comes back to City, and it means nothing. It's like back to 0-0. So we'll get into that one. But also, the big conversation we're going to be having today, the season's almost done. By now, we should know. Because with what? 9 and 10 games left. There's no ways you can tell me that a player now can all of a sudden with the 10 games left, from nowhere, be the one that takes it. Surely we should know, have an inkling as to who is it that's done well. The guys are going to give us their top three players of the season so far. It's 11 after the hour 6. Welcome to it. It's Podcast Friday.
Podcast Friday on Sports Night Amplified with Andile on Metro FM, powered by SABC Sport.
He's one of the humblest people I know. He's a great analyst. He's a coach. Former assistant coach in the DStv Premiership, former Bafana Bafana player, former captain in his own right. Ladies and gentlemen, former Kaizer Chiefs, Cosmos, SuperSport United, Stellenbosch and Bafana Bafana player, Morgan Gould joins us today. Morgi?
Auli para, Joe. You know what? Good afternoon, good evening. Every time I listen to this show, I'm with my son, and he's like, please, daddy, whatever you do, just go and say that Ole Para. So, I Ole Para, Joe, for sure.
Ole, what's his name?
Luyanda.
Ole Para, Joe. There you go. We got that. Morgan, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. All's well, yourself?
Morgan, I know you're on television analyzing the beautiful game. Mm. I know you're busy with your own brand as well. I love the clothes you make. What's the brand called again?
MG Apparel.
MG Apparel. Where do people get MG Apparel?
Currently, I'm just rebranding my whole website, but yes, information will come out soon on my Instagram page.
So they must just follow you on your Instagram.
Yeah, they must just Morgan follow Gold. Me. Be patient, follow me, and everything will be up soon.
And what else is Morgan busy with now? For those that still love Morgan, want to follow him, what is he busy with?
Currently, I'm just doing a lot of football, focusing on very young ages, from the ages of 4 till 19, just setting up kids, trying to help them out with their football, doing personal one-on-one sessions with the kids. Yeah, and being a family guy also on top of that, and not forgetting to be a father, because most of the time football takes you away from home. Mm. Now is the time where I'm at home and I can do all the things that I should have been doing if I was a 9-to-5. And what a great time, what a great job to have, being a father.
Totally. Know exactly what you're talking about. And of course, as per usual, SABC research and statistician is how we know him. He was in this building. Nadim Lukele. Nadim, you good?
Yeah, all good, Andile.
I can see today's one of those days you have all your papers.
No. Just interested in the away goals rules, the UEFA thing. So I thought, let me just have this article.
Andile. Nadim's got this principal type of voice. Everybody's focused. They calm. Nadim. You scare the hell out of people.
And of course,
shouldn't.
He's a commentator's Makwapeni every now and then. He's an
Makwapeni.
Yeah, because we know commentary. They speak. Then
I see.
He sits right here and he comments.
He was asking me if I'm married.
No,
the
no.
other time.
No, he's commentator's Makwapeni. He's on television as an analyst. He's a presenter as well. He's an agent. He's a scout. He's a former Chema Cosmos Vets and Swallows player. It's Mark Haskins.
Great to be here once again. Good evening to all the listeners. We, jam-packed show once again.
You must let us know where you go when you go scout players, you know, so the kids can get ready, man. You know, you can't just hit them by surprise and show up.
No, but that's the best way to do it.
Really?
You want to see them. You don't want to, put pressure. You want to see them when they're comfortable. You know, it's always, I remember I was told Jomo's coming to watch me. That day I was missing open goals and it was bad, so... You know, you want to see kids when they're comfortable because that's who they are, when they're just playing and enjoying themselves as, you know, football is.
Where should kids be playing in order to be scouted? What's some of the best leagues or places where if I place my son here, or my daughter here, there's a chance they can get scouted?
I think it's very difficult, especially I think we've failed our kids in this country because there's not enough spaces that they can be recognized. There's too much talent falling through the cracks. Because not everyone can be a part of a GDL setup or, you know, because GDL's Gauteng Development League or when you go to Cape Town, I think there's the Academies Leagues. But there's, you know, so many different areas that are not covered. And so it's difficult. And it's really hard to say there's one specific place. It's just you have to cover the ground as much as possible.
Guys, let's get straight into it. We've got topics, we've got things that happened in the week that we'd like to cover and have conversations about. So let's begin perhaps with Steve Barker on his team not getting enough credit they deserve. That is Stellenbosch after a stellar run in the DStv Premiership.
I don't think enough credit is given to these players. You know, I think it's 21 games now unbeaten, 16 wins. We are on 40 goals scored and 10 conceded. So I think they deserve to be in another semi-final, you know, the fourth semi-final in a row now. So yeah, really, really proud. Today was, I think, probably one of the games since I've been at this football club that I can look and say that this team has matured, they've grown, they've developed. We didn't only show just fighting sort of quality, we also showed quality with the ball.
That's the coach, Steve Barker, out to Stellenbosch. When you take a look at them, they're sitting in second position at the moment after 23 games played. They've got 40 points, which is 13 behind Mamelodi Sundowns. They've scored 28 goals, conceded only 18 goals, which is tied up with, I think, Kaizer Chiefs have also conceded 18 goals. They have lost 5 matches and have won 11, but they're on a 22 now after the draw with Sekhukhune United. 4 semi-finals in a row. Mark, do they get enough credit?
I can understand what he's saying. I think it's not so much the credit, it's the hype around the team. When you look at what they've achieved and how they've grown in leaps and bounds, I think they, obviously Sundowns, we don't even count anymore because Sundowns are just on a different playing field than everyone else in our league, unfortunately. But when you look at what they've achieved and how they've gone about their business, when you look at, it's not just about the first team, it's about the development structure. When you look at the players coming through the system, into the first team and then obviously being sold off or whatever the case may be, but it's a club that's running and doing football the way football is supposed to be done. And on a minimal budget, everyone's, I guess, they've got the facilities, they've got everything, but it's not like they have a super budget there. I mean, they punching well above their weight if you look at finances that are thrown into the team. And so the way they are run is why it's so they are run so efficiently. And so, yes, I think it's the benchmark for me of teams that when you look at everyone else is kind of working on limited budgets or whatever the case may be, and they are showing everyone how it's supposed to be done, and everyone can use them as a benchmark.
Nadim, you seem to be in agreement.
Yeah, they are getting credit. I'm not sure what the coach is referring to, because even last week, Optata was talking about them, that the last time they lost a league match was in October. But if you look in the first 10 matches, they've already lost 4 matches. They didn't start well, but ever since October, the season didn't start in October. There's a reason why they're 13 points behind Sundowns. Why should we praise a team that is number 2? I mean, 13 points behind Sundowns, that is playing AFL, Champions League and all those kind of things. We gave them credit for winning the Carling Cup. They did well, even though it's not like they were brilliant. They beat TS Galaxy on penalties, of which TS Galaxy would have won that match.
Look at what they did to SuperSport United.
Yeah, of course, they've not won the Nedbank Cup. Just like Sundowns, Pirates will say the same. Look what we did to whoever. They've been beating people 7-4, Amazulu. I think we're giving them enough credit. I heard also the TS Colors College saying we're not giving his team credit. I don't know what do they mean by credit. Who's supposed to give them credit? Because they've been doing well. We've been saying Stellenbosch, if you look how they lost him, Tetwa, Makanya, as well as Mendieta to Sundowns, they got like more than 30 million from those deals, of which they invested it very wise in the team. The team is doing well. I honestly believe that we've been giving them credit. Yes, they're doing well. They're number two, but they're 13 points behind Sundowns.
Mogi?
Yo. Nadim, the principal. Listen, you said a mouthful, but I honestly believe that they're not getting the credit because I was there when
you were
initial when they started, how they started, and their five-year plan. Mm. They way ahead of their five-year plan. They actually had a plan to be in top eight at coming to the fifth year, but because they didn't share that in public, I think. It's a bit wrong to say we're not giving them credit. They're doing exceptionally well. The kids that came in when I was there, mentioning one, is Jaden Adams. Jaden Adams, Titus, all those kids coming in there, like they just came in there because what they're doing there is they take 60% of locally based players. And now they're actually grown that. They're being a bit more arrogant than they're saying. Now they want 80%. So they actually need to be given credit because what they planned, they're way ahead of time. And they're way ahead of what their mandate was as a club. And big ups must go to Rob B. He's actually doing, he's done a lot for that team.
All right.
I can just to echo that. I mean, I've dealt with Mr. Bernardi on a couple occasions, and it's such a pleasure to deal with the club as a whole. And so everyone at that club, I mean, Mr. Bernardi, Coach Steve, also everyone around the club, they're just fantastic people to deal with. And you can see why they're getting the results they are.
I'll go with both of you. Yeah. I'll go with both of you. I think I agree on both of what you guys have said, but I agree with the sentiment that Nadim shares as well. It's hard to give somebody credit for being second. You know what I mean? Like, you're getting the credit due for somebody who's second. Yes, you're doing a lot. And we see that, we appreciate that, especially with the youth structures that you're putting in there, the locally based people. It's an amazing job. I mean, when you look at last season, remember, they went 11 without a win at some point, and we're wondering what's going to happen there. So, yeah, I think it makes sense.
Who's the last team to beat Sundowns in open play?
It was them in the NetBank Cup last season.
So, literally, Sundowns...
They're also playing them again in the NetBank Cup.
Yeah, Sundowns are operating on a different stratosphere, and that's like unfortunate that no one else can really compete with Sundowns. And if you look player personnel, everything, it's hard to compete with Sundowns with where they are right now.
Yeah, but the credit and then you're supposed team, to get is second this place
team,
credit.
This team shouldn't be second even. If you look at what everyone else has, they are literally punching way above their weight. And I like Morgan is saying, they've overachieved. And so that's why they 100%. Do deserve that accolade.
100%. Let's move on. We've got to go on. And go to a matter of national importance, and that is the refereeing standards in the DStv Premiership. It seems like a lot more this season there's issues on the field. We've had every single coach. We calculated, we looked at it. I think of the 16 coaches, I think there's only three or four we didn't find clips of complaining about the standards of refereeing this season. And it's maybe because I just didn't find them. I'm pretty sure everyone at some point has complained about refereeing. So we brought in the SAFA head of referees, Abdul Ibrahim, into the show. And this is what he had to say about this season's refereeing.
Yeah, but if you look at last season and the season before, at the start of the season, there are always one or two little issues that creep into the game. Then you have a lull period, you know, where no one is moaning, no one is complaining, everything seems to be fine. Then you have a week or two when supposedly things are going wrong, there's one or two errors again, and then you have a quiet period again. And the same, it has been exactly the same this year. I will not say that the standard of refereeing has dropped from last year, from the season before to this year. No.
1823, that is the head of refereeing, Nadim. He says, I don't know why you're complaining more this season.
It's actually difficult watching a PSL game and then you watch it and at the end of the day, you feel like, the referee did well. All the decisions were taken were correct. That's how bad it is. So I'm shocked that he's saying the standard of refereeing has improved. I don't know. Is that bad? Where you even think some of the research, sometimes you feel like from far, but you understand they are not running away with a TV or a camera to make the decisions. They are really, really struggling. They need the area VAR, it's the area will know if they are really corrupt or it's actually, are they that bad? Because the way they are, all Pirates, Chiefs, there's no team, as you said, that has not complained about refereeing. Even Rulani has been complaining about it. It's been so bad throughout the season from the first day. I mean, remember against Chiefs, there was a time where Sundowns felt that Kaizer Chiefs felt like Sundowns quite were denied. In those rematches, you see that Masego did foul, that was supposed to be a penalty. Almost each and every game you can remember, incident, there have been high profile mistakes. Abdul Ibrahim, I understand why he's trying to protect the ref. He's trying to actually just, is the one who's going to protect them. If he also joined the chorus and say they are bad, I mean, it's going to be a circus. Even Victor Klongwane, I always listen to your show on Monday. He always tries, sometimes he doesn't even know what to say because that's how bad they are. It's actually scary the way the standard of level of refereeing has dropped. It has not always been this bad, but this isn't, for me, ever since I've been watching football, this is the worst refereeing I've seen, because it's difficult to see a match where you feel like, yo, these refs are doing well. Sometimes they give penalties, sometimes it's like they do what they want, they don't care about the laws. So okay. Many.
I share the same sentiments with him.
Do you think this season is a little bit worse, or is worse than what you're used to?
That's a little bit worse. If you look back, I'll take you back, when I was still an assistant coach, there's a decision that happened. I still don't understand how it's called part of sportsmanship. That's how Lodge hit the ball against a certain player's arm.
Oh, yes. Oh, jeez. We'll never forget that.
It hits. It
when he went on the ground and then he hit the ball in his arm. Yeah.
And Mwango also pushing the goalkeeper. And then that goal was given.
No, I remember that. That was a big debate.
A comedy of errors.
Yeah.
And they need to own up and say,
yeah,
we haven't been doing well. However, these are the measurements that we're going to take going forward. Getting better refs from Africa. Getting refs from Europe to come in and do the games, because we're not doing ourselves any justice, because we're not going to see any refs going to FIFA or to these huge tournaments because of the officiating that's currently happening. So for me, it's definitely not, it's not, he can't be saying that.
Mark?
Yeah. It's always a tough one. And I have an issue when our head of refs is saying that it's not better. I mean, it hasn't gotten worse.
Yeah.
So
it's not better, but it hasn't gotten worse.
It's not better.
You're right,
but,
yeah,
you know, it hasn't gotten worse. And so already for me, that's a red flag, because why are we not improving? You know, we should be upping the standard. We should be upping the ante, not trying to keep it on par with where it's been over the past couple of years, because the standard of refereeing hasn't been great. And so we need to be improving. But in the same breath, are we giving them, you know, the latitude to do that, because referees are not professional in this country. And so when we have part-time referees, this is what we're going to get. And so until we professionalize the refereeing space, we can't expect any better. If we're not equipping the refs, you know, it's, and we have to give credit also, because there are some top level refs in the country as well. And so we're casting everyone, you know, with the same blanket. But the reality is, until we improve the conditions that the refs are working under, it's not going to get any better. Because if you go down below the PSL and you go to... You know where I'm going to go.
Sorry, Mark.
That pains us.
Literally, if you have to watch the GDL games.
Mm.
Yes, they have 14-year-olds reffing the games. Yes, it's good. However, the basics of how to officiate a game of that, it's like this small. Treat the kids with respect. They'll respect you. And for me, yes, Mark, you said that it's not a it's not their profession. It's their, you could say, a side hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why.
They are not full-time referees. It's not their full-time job.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that do exceptional jobs. However, there's three or four. And then the rest, what now?
Roger Desai always used to say, you can't have someone come and from a workshop or from a classroom to come and ref an 8 million rand game. It just, you're asking for trouble.
Oof.
That's the reality of it. So,
Mark.
That's exactly what that's what we're faced with. And so,
that's true. I mean, I come from my job and then I'm here looking after 8 million. And this is not my job. It's my hustle.
And there have been, like, before, there have been stories of referees taking money, brown envelopes. It's a well-known thing. There were times, I mean, some of them were arrested. So it's difficult to say the refereeing this season is not bad. Or right. Overall, it's been bad.
We've got to move on from it, unfortunately. We've got to move on from it. You can make your own decisions from what you've seen. But the common consensus is that the refereeing this season has not been great. SAFA does not release statements or rather stats on refereeing. So it is up to us to judge on what we're seeing and what we're hearing. Let's move on to another matter of national importance. This one, you know, I know Mark very close to it. The under-17s of this country invited to have some games, and we complain about the number of games that the youth teams in this country play at international level. Well, here was an opportunity for them to go to Colombia and play some matches there. We spoke to Linda Zwane, VP out at SAFA, about how our under-17 boys got stranded in South Africa when their parents have released them from all over the country. Now they're here at the airport stuck, at the SAFA Fun Valley House stuck.
The boys are still in camp at the National Training Center at Fun Valley. They will be leaving on Friday. I think we must firstly clarify the issue that they were supposed to leave on Friday last week. But due to the visa issues, then they were delayed and the visa were then sorted yesterday. And we want to assure the parents, every South Africans, that the team will be going there. And we apologize for the confusion that might have happened.
Mark, the confusion. You go all the way to the airport. You get to the airport, you find out you don't have visas at the airport.
I'm going to liken this to my time at Swallows. When Coach Julio Leal came in, he operated at a level of professionalism that I'd never kind of experienced. And the things he was asking of the club was just at another level. And they couldn't meet him. They just couldn't meet him. He was almost too professional for the club. And I look at...
Sorry. As you say that, in my mind, I hear Steve Kombela when he's asking for things at Swallows and they couldn't meet him there. This is how many years later? Jeez.
Now I think of the TD. I mean, I think he's done a fantastic job thus far because we're seeing things happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been wanting to do a B license for I've been wanting to do a B license for six years. There's one running currently. The first one in 6 years since he's come in. There's planning happening with our junior national teams because this is a preparation tournament. They're just going to play friendlies. It's not a tournament or anything. Normally, our national teams, junior national teams, are only playing or they get together a week before a tournament. They go to the tournament and that's why we failed. But now we're actually planning ahead of time. And this is what this tournament, these games are about, because this is the team that's going to hopefully represent us at the next COSAFA, the next AFCON, possibly the next World Cup. And so there's pre-planning, but it's almost like he's put all these measures in place, but is the association ready? Can they back him up? And they say it's because visas. I wonder what visa wasn't ready. Is it the visa card or the?
No, I wonder the same because, I mean, guys, if you've ever traveled, you can't get to the airport and ask about visa at the airport. At the airport! You are there with your bags.
I'm going to tell him.
Dalang fire, my boy. Dalang fire, boy.
Yeah, it's a chaotic environment. It's just outplaying itself public. I mean, you can't go to the airport without necessary documents. It's just actually embarrassing. But anyways, we've been hearing a lot of stories at SAFA. The good thing is that Dr. Denny Jordan listens to the show. You also invited him during the week. I mean, I'm sure he's going to come because also...
Don't be sure.
He has to come because when you were in Cote d'Ivoire, he spoke to you nicely. I thought maybe...
No, that was because we're speaking about good things. Bafana were doing well there.
Yeah, but such things, they're just like... That, what do you expect? Because even the Bafana Kochuko Pros was complaining that where is he supposed to get the players from? Because there's no under 20, there's no under 23. All the other countries that are doing well, even in Africa, across Africa, Senegal and all those things, you see players from the under 20, under 23 graduating to the national team. But now you are seeing this kind of thing where players, it just tells yourself about the administration.
So it goes to say, Morgi, that you can get the best coaches, but if the administration doesn't meet the coaches, like what Mark said, at the point that they need to be successful, we're setting ourselves up for failure.
Definitely, we're setting ourselves up for failure because these kids are being chosen to come and do represent their country, and they're willing. Now this comes as a little bit heartbreak, and we don't know how these kids take it. Are you looking forward to the next camp? Are you hyped about it? No, some of them will, from more disadvantaged backgrounds would be. But the ones that come for from better backgrounds,
they're not trying to sit at Fun Valley for a week.
Exactly. And so it's good for them to train and understand the culture, what the coach wants. Yes, in the first week it's going to be, we're happy to be here. We know.
Yeah, trainer, for 1 week at Fun Valley, Mug.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I guys know.
So the reality, and I think if the epitome of the state of South African football is our national training center.
Go take a look at it if you've never seen it. It's 1835. Let's go into the last one. I spoke to Omar Kaktugba, a guy out in Europe. This is fresh after him having had conversations with some of the biggest and best coaches, some of the best players. He was at the Leverkusen game having great conversations there with the coach just after winning all the players. And we spoke UEFA Champions League and the away goals rule.
That it adds an extra layer of excitement, tension, intrigue and drama to this tournament. And that's what it's all about. That removal of the away goals rule kind of makes teams to really earn their qualification. Many years ago, you can maybe win 1-0 after winning the first leg. After losing the first leg by 2-1 away, and you win 1-0 at home, you qualify. Sometimes a lot of people felt that was not fair, you know, for football and competition. I think that what we have right now is more interesting and gives us absolute competition, drama, intrigue and suspense. And that is what football is all about. I enjoy it.
Morgi, let me start with you on this one. Away goals rule is gone. 3-3 at the Bernabeu. Man City do the impossible. I mean, how many teams go there and score three in a semi-final, quarter-final of the Champions League? And then it means nothing. By the time you get home, it's like 0-0.
This is actually football. Football is actually very exciting right now. That was, for me, one of the games of, I think, the tournament this far. Mm. However, you have to score the goals within the 180 minutes. Mm. And I think it's fair. You earn your right. You must score home and away. Mm. Plan properly. Don't plan to sit back and park the bus, like Pizza would say, then come out, you know? So for me, I'm actually enjoying this rule. I'm loving it.
Nadim, you agree?
100% agree. This is the time where you feel it's so entertaining. We see a lot of goals. I mean, the score against Barcelona, it was 4-1. The first leg, it was 3-2. I mean, Atletico Madrid again, losing 4-2 at Borussia Dortmund. You wouldn't see those kind of things. Now you know that you have to attack. You can't just defend and defend, because if you fail, usually the reason why actually they feel it's a good thing, Omar, I honestly think away before, like, the home team will just defend and hope that you'll score one goal away and close the shop. That's it. So now you know that you, on aggregate, you need to be better. You can't use away goal rule. I think Africa must wake up also. The CAF Champions League needs to scrap this kind of thing. Now we can't have 0-0. Look at Sundowns and Yanga. 180 minutes, 0-0. Not even one person score a single goal. I mean, fans were saying we need attendance. Stadium must be full to watch 0-0. People want to see goals when you go to the stadium. It's rare when you can't go to the stadium, take your car, pour petrol, drive all the way, then you are going to see 0-0, then you go home. It's a process going to the stadium. Sometimes you spend like at least 5 hours, the whole process of going and coming back. Then you're going to go 0-0. In Champions League, you know that you're going to see plenty of goals. If you score 3 goals at Bernabeu, you must also score that 3 goals at home. You can't just say you're going to 3 goals. You have not done the job. That's why it's 180 minutes. It's home and away.
Mark, I can only imagine. 3-3 at the Bernabeu. We go to the Etihad. We are there at City. Real Madrid trying to cover those 3 goals, trying to score some goals. That would have been a match. Not the score one goal and sit back, because, I mean, it's dependent on just this match.
No, I have to echo what the guys are saying. This is a
spectator. Yeah, I'm alone here.
No, it's a spectator sport. And if you think about it, it's about spectator value. And did we not get spectator value from these games? Mm. And Nadim is very right, and I think Morgan is on right. As a coach, I know if I'm playing a two-legged affair and I get my first leg at home, my primary mission in the first leg, don't concede.
Defend.
Literally. if I've always said, a team that draws when there's an away goal, if you draw 0-0, you have the advantage going away.
True.
So I would rather draw 0-0 and go into the second leg. And what are we witnessing right now? Nobody's bothered with the 0-0 anymore, because we would not have had a 3-3 game. And ultimately, every spectator around the world was enthralled by that game. If you're a Man City fan, then yes, you're going to be like, ah, we scored three at the Bernabeu, and it means nothing.
At the Bernabeu, with the stadium closed.
From a neutral perspective, that was fantastic. And if you look at the return leg as well, amazing stuff. It was great football, and that's what you want to see. I just looked at the quarterfinal results of CAF. Mm. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 0-0 matches.
Imagine.
In 8 games, 5 of them.
Because we still carry the away goals rule.
Home and away. Home and away, quarterfinal of CAF, 5-0-0 matches.
It's about defending, then you hope away. That thing that.
You just go one away.
The most painful one is where it's 0-0, first leg, second leg is 0-0. Then at extra time, it's 1-1. Then you lose on extra time while you scored both goals on extra time. That's so painful. It's supposed to be something else.
Exactly.
But it does happen.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
2017, TP Mazembe and Supersport. We went away 0-0. They came here.
They scored.
The final was done. And for me, that was the biggest heartbreak, because for me, I thought that was the only trophy in my cabinet that I wanted. Mm. And I wanted it so badly. Although it was the Confederations Cup, but for me, it
felt continental.
Like,
yeah.
Continental. For me, it felt like this is my World Cup.
Sure. Yeah.
Because of that rule, boom.
Denies you. Yeah.
1840, we got to go straight into it. Malcolm, let's take a very quick break. When we come back, because we need to get a hold of Opta as well. Your top three players of the season so far. Who is it that you're putting in as an art?
Sports Night Amplified with Andile on Metro FM.
Vino Snap, you decided you're going to tell the story of every township kid that wants to play football. These were people that were playing good dusting that you were taking photos of that today are playing in one of the best leagues, the PSL.
And it's so heartwarming. Right now, I'm snapping them on the next level. Yeah.
The
and
first pictures of some of the biggest soccer players in this country come from your camera.
That's why I got the name, the Eye of God.
1.16 million people follow your pictures now across the world.
Some of the photos and some of the videos that I take of us, they were trendy when Messi signed for PSG. They compared those young boys to the trio, Messi, Neymar and Mbappe. Imagine.
Talk to me about your first camera.
Started with a phone.
So was it a decent one?
Not a decent one. But then those players used to tell me how great those photos were. And now I keep asking them, Buffett, you should have been honest.
Six to 7 p.m.
1842 on the Mighty Metro FM. It's that time of the season. 7 games to go. Surely by now, we can put 3. Nadim, I'm going to start with you. Your top 3 player of the season. What's the big one? Is it player? No,
Footballer
of the season.
Exactly,
is the big
one,
because that encompasses all.
Yeah.
Footballer of the season. Who's been the best this season?
For me, there are 3. Patrick Masongai.
I'm asking for 3,
Okay, Patrick Masongai from Orlando Pirates. Yeah, I think it's been brilliant. If you look at the number of goals, like 8, then 10 assists.
7 men of the match.
Yeah, 7 men of the match. I think he is actually a huge favorite. But Ronan Williams, 37 games played and then 27 assists. I know that Gavin Hunt said the goalkeeper shouldn't win
27
it.
Clean sheets, you mean?
Clean sheets, exactly. Yeah. I know Gavin Hunt said he shouldn't win. A goalkeeper shouldn't win it, but I think this, even what it.
How many games played?
In all competitions.
Yeah,
37 games.
And how many clean sheets?
27.
That is incredible.
That's impressive.
That is incredible.
It's going to be difficult to deny him. Also, Tebogo Mokoena, you can just see when Sundowns, I think he's simply the best player in South Africa. You can just see when he's not
over
there.
Ribeiro?
For me, he's still the best player at Sundowns. Even 15, the threshold that he needs to play. Sundowns have played less number of games. I think he's been the best player at Sundowns. Even when he's not there, you can actually feel that, okay, something is missing. This format, Bafana, he's just a national asset.
Yo, that's a tough 3. You've got Ronan Williams, you've got Tebogo Mokoena of Sundowns, and you've got Tito Maswanganyi out of Orlando Pirates. Mark, who's your 3?
I think... one different from my brother there. I think Ikram Reyners. I just looked at the top 3 on the log. And it's literally in the league right now. Sundowns, Stellies and Pirates. And there's a reason why Stellies are there. He's been one of their most consistent performers. And if you look at his stats as well, he's done really well. He's contributed and they've won a trophy as well. And they're still alive in the Nedbank Cup. They, on par to finish in a Champions League spot.
And here's another thing about Ikram is that it's not just the number of goals he scores. Take a look at his assists.
Yeah.
Eight assists. So it's been brilliant.
Yeah, it's 18 goal involvements, 10 goals, 8 assists, 18 goal involvements in all competitions. So he's done exceptionally well. He's been a big part of why they've done so well. And then obviously I've got Patrick Maswanganyi as well. He's been in great form for Pirates, and you know, that's why he's been called into the national team. He's been really good. You know, Nadima said it, everything, but
I want hands to hear down, the third one.
Hands down, Ronwen Williams.
Williams.
I feel that Ronwen should have gotten it last year. Ronwen Williams, yeah, I'm going to say it.
Gavin started the campaign to make sure.
I don't know why Gavin felt he needed to do that. Andre Arensa has been a footballer of the year.
Itu.
When Santos won it, Itu has done it. Yeah. I don't understand why Gavin felt he needed to come out and say a goalkeeper can't win it. I felt last year that Ronwen deserved it. I'm going to say this outright. And we're talking footballers.
Mm.
Ronwen Williams is the best footballer, best South African footballer at the moment.
Wow, incredible.
That's how I feel.
Morgie?
Hey, great argument. Morgie, look, all respect and credit must go to Tito.
Mm-hmm.
One. Mm. Tito surprised me. I was told about Tito before. And the video that came out of him spraying on his team, that to me touched me, and it showed me that he's a player that understands his value, and he's putting it on the park, not just in the dressing room, but he's doing it on the park. Tito is one for me. Ikram, Iki, what he's been through, he went from Stellenbosch to SuperSport, not scoring, going back and putting back on the scoring boots, assisting, helping. He's become a better player. Can't you give me four?
Three, boy.
Flip. Tebza, Ronwen.
Flip. Yeah, basically, this top four is there.
Ooh.
Because Reina's on.
Between Tebo and Williams. Mukwena versus Williams. Which one are you going with?
Teb Williams. Oh, man. This is a difficult one. I honestly... Can't you make it a top four? Ma, please, okay. Top
no, the rules. Guest. The rules.
So,
top,
no, he's a guest, three. So we'll give him a chance. No, it's fine. We'll let Morgi go on this one. We'll give him a chance. Those are the three that the guys have gone with. It's 18:46. There are games to look forward to this weekend. I'd love to hear from you on the thoughts of all what the guys have said. 18:50, we take your calls on 086-000-2160. WhatsApp on 060-552-7303. What game are you looking at this weekend?
Al Ahly Mazembe. I'll be doing that game live tomorrow. So we know the Champions League is massive. We've hit the stage where, you know, it's do or die. And already Al Ahly have been complaining about treatment out at, you know, in Mazembe. So
standard procedure.
Yeah, standard procedure. Traveling on the continent, that's what they must, you know, they should have prepared, and they know what to expect. So I think it's going to be a humdinger, and I'm looking forward to that one. So all our, you know, listeners, they can catch it, obviously, on SABC1. We'll be doing that one live.
Morgie, what game are you looking forward to this weekend?
Very same game. Yep. I'll be doing it on radio.
Yeah.
Al Ahly, how can they complain when they do exactly the same, but they just do it with class? They don't show it. They don't show it to you, but they do it. So for me, that's going to be a humdinger. I know they're not going to come out of that place with a point.
Ali?
Nope.
They're not leaving?
No, not there. And actually, they're going to play for the late player that lost his life, Rainford Kalaba.
He actually didn't.
So, oh, he didn't?
No.
It's okay. Wow.
Okay.
There's so many conflicting reports coming out of that.
And maybe we should just go to Zambia. So the big issue was, you know, the club coming out and saying so. But the club didn't have full information. Turns out he's in hospital and he was recovering at the time. I haven't checked on him in the last 2 days. But by Wednesday when we went on the air, he was alive and well. And the club had also sent out a statement saying that, you know, they had aired in their previous statement. So it's a club that set that out to light like that.
Okay.
I hear you, Morgie. So you think Ali not coming back?
They're not coming back for what he's done for that club, Rainford.
Yeah. They can still play for him, actually. Yeah.
They're 100%. Definitely going to do that for him because I played against him. He's something else. He's a, I don't, Lionel Messi of, let's say,
TP. You rate him that high?
He's something else. He's, I've played against a lot of players in the country, out of the country.
Mm.
He is something else. He's nippy. He's intelligent. He just, he's a energy bunny also. one thing, he doesn't stop. He's a hard worker. So I hope they do it for him.
Nadim, what game are you looking forward to?
Yeah, a local game, Pirates AmaZulu. Interesting thing about Orlando Pirates, they played, scored 11 goals in the last two matches. And they are blaming the ref of AmaZulu. They feel like they were robbed. I don't think they will be robbed tomorrow at Orlando Stadium when they lose to Orlando Pirates, because you can just see that Pirates. That's why I say this Pirates coach is a problem. He's never going to win the league. First season, he doesn't do well. Second season, that's why you see Pirates become so consistent. Just like last season, he's doing this exactly the same thing. AmaZulu are going to get almost the same beating they got last week when they were eliminated in the Nedbank Cup. So I think it's one of those games where you'll see more than 30,000 Pirates fans at Orlando Stadium, because they are winning. If they really love football, they need to just go to the stadium.
Did AmaZulu have reason to be upset?
Of course, it looked like it was Zint penalty. I'm not a referee.
We love your opinion.
So what do you want to know? Was it a penalty?
It a penalty?
Of course it was not a penalty. It was 3-2 then.
Alright, here we go. Call Metro FM now on 0860-002160. Drop us a voice note on 060-552-7303.
Waking up, I'm too turned up.
Andile, good evening, my brother. You know, it's not surprising that Manchester City lost to Real Madrid, because you know what? Real Madrid are the record holder in winning the European Champions League. It's not surprising whether they won it on penalties or not, but the thing is, they are through to the semi-finals. We will see who will win the Champions League between them and PSG.
Good evening, Andy. Look, I think the coach, when he says the team doesn't get enough credit, maybe he's talking about, you know, the team, you know, doesn't get headline news, you know, front page news every Monday. Maybe he wants that, he wants hype. And unfortunately for him, the team is from Cape Town, and you know, in Cape Town, you don't support football. So even the government there, you know, doesn't support football. As for the away goal rule in the UEFA, I think, I mean, they need to bring it back. You know, it brought some spice, you know, into football. Now, taking it away, I think it just kills that thing, that element of surprise, that spiciness in football.
This is Tinuko from Cape Town. I'd like to touch on the Stellenbosch United matter to say, when you say they're running on a minimal budget, on what basis are we coming to that? Because they have a sponsor, Rama, and coming to Mamelodi Sundowns, wishing them all the best for the game. Yeah, weekend on the semi-final. They've set the standard very high. It's very difficult to remember number two or the runner-ups. And in terms of the best player of the season, I will say Ribeiro. That's Tinuko from Cape Town, Wale Sandawana, originally from
Mamelodi. Yeah, man, I thought I was going to hear Ribeiro from you guys. Mogi, Ribeiro for you?
Yeah, good. Yeah. However, I think he came to life a little bit too late.
It started well, actually, if you look how it started. The thing is that you just feel Mkwena and Williams have been the two best players at Sundowns this season. If we are looking at top five Sundowns, he can't be there. But PSL, no.
Okay, let's go straight to the calls. I want to take the calls now. Let's go to Xolisa. Xolisa is out in Johannesburg. Wants to speak about Tito Maswanganyi. Xolisa. Oh, Xolisa has gone. Terribly sorry. He held for too long, I'm sure. Tsepo is out in Pretoria. Tsepo. Go for it, boy. We're listening.
Okay, sharp man. I want to complain a little about officiating. I agree with Nadimu, the Brahma. If we can professionalize officiating, then we won't have these challenges we are having. Imagine you are tired, you've been working hard the whole week. We don't even know what type of job does these officials do.
Mm.
Some maybe they are even constructors, and then they must still concentrate in running a game of 15 million. It's really much unfair on them. But if SAFA can make it professional and increase their salary, then we can have a solution when it comes to that. Because it's disappointing to even go to the stadium and watch a DSTV Premier League game. And then the second point, Tiaga, will be the away rule. I also agree with the guys. It is more entertaining now. No one packs the bus. We win the match by scoring goals. this advantage of scoring 10 away, then it's 0-0 drop. It's boring, that one, because it didn't work for it. Rather, you park the bus like Madrid did, tactically, but you lose by scoring, not by technicalities. I feel like the away goal rule is technicalities.
Thank you so much, Seppo. I appreciate you out in Pretoria. Bonkosi is out in Dobsonville. Bongi.
Good evening, man. The guys, how are you guys?
Ungasabuli sangena kuyo.
Andile, no, I just think Abdullah just put in the referees there, you know, because even sometimes I just feel like the referees, they don't know the laws. You look at this recent game, TS Galaxy against Chippa United, whereby TS Galaxy was on attack, and then the referee just to take out the yellow card, he just stopped that advantage. So I think for me, no, this is not good for football. And then the second point is the one from the Champions League. I think they did well for cancelling it. Because look at Sundowns, how they lose last season in Champions League. It's painful to lose in that manner, Andy.
Oh, I hear you. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Sibongileni. Some tough in Dallas and Kulumi. Pirates versus AmaZulu is what you want to talk about.
Maa.
Hmm.
Ukona first.
Yeah, no. Gumkama. I don't have Sabuli Sangena Gion.
All right, Maa. I just wanted to wish AmaZulu the very best of luck tomorrow. We are preparing now to travel to Orlando. So, lalele mkakon Maa. Ngifisa ngathi igembu lethu lingadlala kahle because egemini edlule la abasishaye kuyona kwi-Netbank Cup, I think there were a lot of positive, irrespective ukuthi ama-match officials and all that, but igame overall, I think there were a lot of positive in the AmaZulu side. Bese ngibongela noVino, eyi, yasishaya i-snap leyantwana.
Thank you, siyabonga. Great interview last night with Vino. Lisibe.
Hey, good evening.
What was it, man? Away goals.
Away goals, yeah, for me, Europe has done very well. And it's about time we stop, KEF does the same, and we stop seeing this 8-1-1 or 8-0-1 formation. So, yeah, they've done really well. Player of the season for me, I think Ronan Williams, maybe Jaden Adams.
Yeah?
Yes, Jaden Adams.
Why?
You see, the problem with you, Maa, you guys focus on this big name.
No, we focus on players that showed up in big games. Their names carry on because their games were big, therefore they become big names. Why Jaden Adams? Great players at a great season, but why him over the likes of Ronan Williams, Teboho Mokoena, Tito Maswanganyi? Why him?
Yeah, you see, one great coach, one stretch, says it's like beginners. They don't reveal everything, but they reveal a lot. Look at Jaden Adams, and then you will come back and shake my head.
What should you look?
But you're not saying anything. Why do you think he's the one?
No, what should you look at him?
He's been totally outstanding for four Stelis, to be honest with you.
No, the best player at Stelis is Reynolds, it's not him.
I disagree.
Okay. But give me why. But you love football, you watch football, you're very educated in football, Lisibe. Tell me why. What is it about Jaden? I mean, and we're not questioning whether he's a great player or not. He's a young, great player that's still going to do big things. But why do you think this season in particular he was the best?
No, his creativity in the middle of the pack. He's been holding things for Stelis, to be honest.
Oh, no, I hear you, Lisibe. Maybe I'll watch closer. Maybe there's something I'm not seeing at the moment that says best player in the DStv Premiership. But thank you so much, yeah?
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. It's 1858. Guys, that's it. That's the show. We really appreciate it. Mogi, I hope we treated you well. The principal didn't...
He's a legend, yeah, this one.
I remember
when Pirates won the first double treble, Milk and Gold nearly made sure Orlando that they don't win it. They lived so much. Buccaneers were so angry after they scored that goal. That victory of SuperSport United.
I had to do it for the badge, and it was a special person's birthday actually that day, and I told them I'll score.
Your special person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mogi, hope sometime in the near future you'll come be a guest again.
Yeah, most definitely. It is an honor being here. And yeah, the principal got me shaking a bit, but yeah, I'm good to go for the next time.
Follow him on social media, guys, on Instagram, Morgan Gould, to find out all the things that he's busy with. Mark is going to be out in the streets, of course, taking a look at your kids. You never know. You could be getting a call from Mark.
You must organize visa, Mark.
Yeah, Mark will organize visa. Don't worry.